The Young People's Congress, ACP, APC, I beg your pardon, has rounded off day one of its tour of the Greater Accra region, describing it as successful. General Secretary of the party, Razak Ojopoku, said all the routes outlined were covered by the team headed by the flag bearer Hassan Ayariga. He said the objectives of the tour were achieved as they were to visit the people, listen to their concerns, and assure them of change when the party is voted into power.
The routes that we outlined to visit, we actually went there, pay a courtesy call on the chief, communicate with the grassroots base of the party, and also interact with the interested groups, the commercial drivers as well. So we thank God that the talk has been successful and the objective we set for ourselves are able to achieve that.
Which areas specifically did you visit?
The area specifically we visited was Domekwabinya. From Domekwabinya, we moved to Madina. And Madina, we proceed to Adenta, and finally we climb up to Tasha Osubuku constituency. So from there, we just came to our head office at Hachu to prepare for the second day of Greater Accra Regional Tour.
Why start your campaign tour the Greater Accra of all places, that where your stronghold is?
For now, we cannot say this region is our stronghold and another region is not our stronghold. Bear in mind that 7 November will be a test day for the APC, to know this region is your stronghold, this constituency is your stronghold. And for us, we want to target every constituency, all the 275 constituencies, that align a program whereby the presidential candidate has to target base of the party, all the 275 constituencies across the nation, so that we can bring a message of hope, a message of upliftment, and a message of economic empowerment to Ghanaians.
General Secretary of the Young People's Congress, Razak Ojopoku. The Ghana Journalists Association, GJA, has urged political parties to impress upon their supporters not to attack journalists in the course of their work. The GJA asked the political parties to provide maximum security for media personnel who will be assigned to cover their activities. The president of the association, Roland Afeomoni, stated this in a presentation to parliament in support of the constitutional amendment to hold parliamentary and presidential elections in November.
The nature of our job dictates that we respond to such national call anytime, any day. So we are as willing as ready to give the oxygen of coverage to the elections anytime it is fixed. But in view of the stakes, which are incredibly high in this election, we plead that the parties or the stakeholders give us maximum protection. We will not want anybody, some elements in the parties, to vent their anger or their frustration on journalists. Ours is to cover. We don't influence electoral outcome in any way. So once again, we plead. We have no qualms about whatever date we should be faced, because the nature of our job is that we are on call 24/7, and we are as willing as ready to respond to such national call. But our protection should be guaranteed on election day.
That was the president of the Ghana Journalists Association, Roland Afeomoni. Meanwhile, participants in the forum in Accra have unanimously endorsed November instead of December for the parliamentary and presidential elections. The forum was hosted by the Parliamentary Committee on Constitutional, Legal and Parliamentary Affairs in collaboration with the Attorney General and Minister of Justice. The event, which took place in Parliament, was to solicit inputs into the amendment of Article 112, Clause 4 of the Constitution to extend the transition period from one government to the other after a general election. The Attorney General and Minister of Justice, Marietta Brewer-Pierpong, said the amendment will ensure sufficient time for smooth transition when there is a runoff. She said the constitutional requirements have been met for the amendment to be passed if all stakeholders agree on the proposal. Here's a report by our parliamentary correspondents, Dominic Onoloji and Augustus Akoi.
The Constitution Amendment Act 2016 seeks to change the current date for the presidential and parliamentary elections from 7th December to the first Monday of November in an election year. The first Monday was chosen as a convenient day of the week for elections because it will prevent the inconvenience associated with some days of the week which have the tendency of affecting voters' turnout. The day will also allow the EC ample time for preparation by way of transportation and distribution of electoral material materials at the weekend before the election on Monday. The Attorney General and Minister of Justice, Marietta Brewer-Pierre-Opon, said the article being amended is not part of the entrenched provision of the Constitution. The forum was attended by civil society organizations, political parties, faith and worker-based groups. The General Secretary of the NDC, Johnson Esiedunketia, said the NDC is in full support of the amendment.
We thought that the amendment was very necessary. 2008 elections further vindicated this position, because after a runoff, there was the need to still go to time to hold another election. So the third one was concluded by the close of December. So we had less than 1 week to do a transition, and it affected the whole nation. And so I want to reiterate that NDC comes here with very open mind. We don't have any fixed position about what the honorable members will do. You are the lawmakers. Whatever position you adopt, we all go for it.
The campaign manager of the NPP, Peter McManu, said the NPP is ready for the election anytime, any day. He was, however, concerned about the preparedness of the EC.
The release of money and the procurement of materials, which is very critical, and their distribution. I have seen elections where on election day, certain polling stations have their materials at 2 p.m. and 3 p.m. How prepared financially, logistically, is the Electoral Commission in respect of 7th November? The New Patriotic Party wishes to emphasize that we are ready for any date. Subject to these concerns we have raised, this August House passed laws which have not been implemented for one or two reasons, like the ROPA law. So this law can be passed, but if the questions I have raised cannot be answered, then its implementation may be postponed.
The national chairman of the PPP is Ni Alotebru Hammond.
We have every hope in this committee that you will do what it takes to make this amendment constitutional, so that on November 7th, as we have all agreed to do in IPAC with the Electoral Commission, that we will be able to hold our elections on November 7th. We wish to note that this is the only vehicle to become law-abiding, and the Progressive People's Party pride itself on ensuring that whatever action we take will be in line with the Constitution of the Republic. Whatever this august body decides, we will abide by it.
Mrs. Peace Aye, the national women leader, represented the NDP.
We agree with the date, first Monday of November, but we believe that it shouldn't be this year. Our reason is that the EC and IPAC have not yet agreed on a modality to clean the register in the pending exhibition. There could be disagreements over these modalities and might create time problems. We believe that a firm and certain modality by the EC is necessary to affirm the dates proposed.